The Heaven of Heavens. In his tremendous work, An Alphabetical Analysis, in Part 2, on pages 31 and 32, Charles Welch wrote, "In Genesis 1, verses 6 through 8, we have a firmament which is called heaven, but this must not be confused with the heaven of Genesis 1, verse 1. The present firmament is temporary. It spans the ages, but is to pass away, as Isaiah 34, 4 and 2 Peter 3:10 make clear. Solomon evidently knew that there were heavens above the present heaven. We read in 1 Kings 8, verse 27, "Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee." Moses, too, and the psalmist, also knew of this distinction. In Deuteronomy 10, 14, we read, "Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's thy God, the earth also, with all that therein is." In Psalm 148, verse 4, we read, "Praise him, heavens of the heavens, and the waters that are above the heavens." This fact is basic to the teaching of the Epistle to the Ephesians, for Christ is there said to have ascended up far above all heavens that he might fill all things. Ephesians 4:10. The heavenly places where Christ now sits is far above the temporary firmament of Genesis 1 verse 6, and the church of the one body is the only redeemed company whose sphere of blessing takes them up beyond this firmament to the heaven of heavens at the right hand of God. The recognition of these two heavens makes it scripturally true to speak of three spheres of blessing, namely, number one, the earth, two, the heavenly Jerusalem, and three, the heavenly places where Christ now sits.